Hi, this is Elliot Haspel. Welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about teaching geometry in really real-life ways. And this comes from an article in Teaching Children Mathematics, in which a trio of professors talk about strategies for helping students really engage with geometry authentically. And this article focused on a strategy they used for first and second graders, but it's very adaptable to older kids and older and more advanced geometry concepts. And so the basic kind of key idea is this idea of a shape walk. And this was part of a broader geometry unit, but what the authors describe is taking classes of students to, in their case, a local university. And they had students walk around and in groups, and they were really using this expansive campus, they're using this grounds as sort of a canvas for looking for shapes, for applying what they'd been learning in geometry about shapes. And if you don't teach at a place where a local university makes the most sense, this is highly adaptable to a park, just any sort of local location that has a lot of shapes. The world in general has lots of shapes around it, so the specific location isn't as important. You can figure out what makes the most sense for you. And as part of this shape walk, and all of this is laid out in the full article write-up, students were given clipboard, papers, pencils, and they were given pretty simple but direct instructions to go and see if they could find and identify as many shapes as possible. And this was both three-dimensional shapes, spheres, cubes, things like that, and also two-dimensional shapes, triangles, circles, rectangles. And students were incredibly engaged with this because it is obviously a very sort of fun and authentic way to do this learning. But there were a few things that they did find were particularly interesting. First of all, students sometimes were able to, in their own way, explore concepts like perimeter, because they would find like a manhole cover and they would walk around it, and then they could really be like, here's the perimeter of this. They started to use spatial words and were able to use those afterwards, like above and under and before and behind made a lot more sense to them. In some cases, students could be more focused because they were asked by a teacher to sit down and draw every shape that they could see right in front of them in a particular landscape. And they were very much able to do that. And finally, the culminating activity was they got all of the students to sit in front of one of the university buildings, and they were asked to represent that building in two dimensions using the two-dimensional shapes. So draw the building using circles and triangles and squares and rectangles. And the teachers were really amazed, actually, how well students were able to do that. They had gotten very strong with their sort of understanding of shapes, and they were able to represent this three-dimensional object, the building, in two-dimensional shapes. And so what they talk about is that this needs to be integrated into a broader unit. So before they went on the shape walk field trip, there was direct instruction about geometry, there was review of the shapes, there was more traditional instruction, but this was really a way to practice in a very deep and authentic way that not only built student mastery, it also built student motivation. And so it's an interesting idea. Again, if you teach older students, think about what kind of advanced geometry concepts could be used that could be adapted to having, instead of a shape walk, some other kind of geometric walk where you're getting out into the world and really having students apply what they've been learning in the classroom. The other thing they point out is that you can do this without actually leaving your classroom, sort of in a smaller way, just by having students start to pay attention to shapes that are even in the classroom, on their clothes, that the shadows are making on the wall, that you can really sort of prime them before actually going outdoors. But it's such a sort of fun and meaningful and way to do it by actually leaving the school and leaving the classroom that it really helps build mastery and retention of geometric ideas. So thanks for watching and happy teaching.